Curious Talks with Leif and Elfie.
Each episode, we're unpacking the brains of experts from around the universe.
Hi, Pete. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. So I was really intrigued when we started researching you and what you do. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what it is you do, what your company does?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Pete Cann, the Laughter Man, and I'm a laughter yoga teacher. So I teach people to be able to laugh for no reason at all. That's really the main thing. And at the moment, I do a lot of stuff in corporate and businesses. I go into Zoom meetings. I go in person now. Yay, we're back in person. So and sort of bring laughter yoga sessions to release, you know, stress, anxiety, tension, and you know, use it as a bit of a connection piece, because I think people don't understand that actually laughter is within us all, and sometimes we just need somebody just to just prize it out a little bit.
So what is laughter yoga? It sounds very mystical and spiritual.
So laughter yoga, I mean, it was founded back in 1995 by a family physician in Mumbai, a guy called Dr. Madan Kataria, and he basically knew there was a benefit to laughter. So he started this little club in a park with five friends, started telling a few jokes, and soon realized actually that the jokes were getting a bit thin and he had needed to bring something else into it. So we started bringing in some childlike play and sort of using eye contact, and soon realized that actually we don't need jokes or humor to laugh. We can laugh for no reason at all. And the yoga bit always gets people a little bit like, where are we? Is it downward dogs? Are we yoga mats? None of that. No, it's all about yogic breathing. It's all about, you know, taking deep breaths, because actually when we do laugh, we exhale more stale oxygen out of our lungs and we get the fresh stuff back in. And the important bit about laughter yoga, which still blows my mind when I say it, is the fact that your body doesn't know the difference between fake and real. So we do these fake laughing exercises, and there's this like little click in the brain just goes, and you're just genuinely laughing uncontrollably, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I was interested on your website, you talk about, because we were talking about forced laughter. I'm like, oh no, Leif, we're going to have to force ourselves to laugh for an hour. It's going to be exhausting. But on your website, you say about a voluntary laughter rather than forced. I thought that was a softer kind of description.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, ultimately, you know, we've all got a laugh in us. We have. And it's, yeah, I think the way I run sessions is quite gently to start with, but then I'm quite high octane when I start going, because I want to get to the good place as soon as possible. I want to get to that uncontrollable laughter. So, but we've all got, you know, gentle, well, we should do a little gentle laugh now, really, just to start with, shouldn't we? Just to loosen up the vocal cords.
I was going to ask if we could do some exercises. Yes. And for the listeners, maybe they could try as well. That would be great.
Yeah, definitely. Well, look, we'll just do this real simple one to start with, right? So everybody listening as well. So just take a deep breath in and just let out a long sigh. Okay, so we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to let out a long ha. Okay, so deep breath in. And ha. That's all laughter is. It's just a ha on an out breath. Okay, so now we take a deep breath in. We're going to hold it for 5, and then we're going to laugh for 10. Like, it's the funniest thing we've done all day. Okay, so take a deep breath in. And we're going to hold it, and...
I can see how that would work. Like, when you think about meditation or chanting, it is very much about breath work, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And how relaxed it makes you feel and how clear you feel afterwards. So and obviously, yeah, laughter gives us what dopamine, is it dopamine or the other one?
So dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphin. So all of those positive chemicals.
Oh, okay. So do you ever get people that are just like, oh, I just don't want to do this? It feels really uncomfortable, like laugh. Because if you're doing it with your colleagues as well, like perhaps you don't have that relationship with them. What do you do with the difficult ones, Pete?
What do I do with the difficult ones? I focus on the ones that aren't difficult. because actually, and it's taken me some time to learn this, because I think it's like any presentation you do, especially on Zoom, you can tell when somebody's just sat there like on their phone or whatever. And at the beginning, you sort of just focus on that person and just go, don't be so rude, give me some of your energy. And then, but then actually just look around. And same when you're in person, if you focus on the people that are having a good time, that actually their laughter is contagious and it'll get everyone else laughing. And actually, there's been times where I've run sessions where the people that didn't look engaged at the end have said, that was really, really good. Thank you. And I was like, do you want to tell your face that? But, you know, some people just don't want, you know, they don't want to, they'd be happy to sit in amongst laughter and joy. Mm. And, you know, so that's how I deal with that.
That's interesting. And we were saying earlier, like sometimes I can watch something and I find it funny, but I'm not laughing out loud. Whereas actually, in a group setting, it's a bit easier to laugh out loud. Maybe it's like mass hysteria. And in terms of like what Katie was saying, you know, you might feel uncomfortable with your colleagues. This also sounds like quite a good bonding experience. So actually, maybe, you know, it would actually be helpful with people that you have to work with that you wouldn't normally bond with.
Definitely. I mean, this is, they say laughter is a connection piece. So when you actually laugh with somebody, especially when you're doing it with laughter yoga, it's all about eye contact. That's really, really important. So actually, when you laugh with somebody and you have that eye contact, you have that deeper connection with them. So if you think about even friends from old, and when you meet up with them again, you probably reminisce about that time you got the giggles at that point. It always comes out, and the laughter flows a lot easier, doesn't it, at that point? So yeah, and it just is really, it's really good for teams. And the feedback I've had from doing these sessions, especially when we came out of lockdown, and people were like, actually, we need to get that engagement piece back, because everything was a little bit disjointed, and they would use me as a sort of, you know, I suppose just to bring laughter back into the room and just to get that energy flowing again. So yeah.
And I suppose, like children, it's fun. If I see my friends and their kids, their kids will be laughing all the time, and they're curious, and they're laughing about random things. And I feel like as adults, we lose that, don't we? So sometimes we do need to break ourselves, get back into that card-like state of wonder, and where everything's exciting and funny and random. So I think, yeah, something like this being facilitated is a really useful tool. And is it something people can go away with and do on their own?
Yeah, definitely. So just going back to the point about the children laughing, you know, there's studies saying that children laugh 200, maybe 300 times in a day. Wow. And then we become adults. And then we're maybe lucky to laugh 10 times a day. And that's quite upsetting if you think about it deep down. It's like, yeah. So it's just like, you know, we life just gets too serious.
Yeah, life gets more serious, or we get more serious about life.
I think a bit of both, to be fair, doesn't it? Or probably the second, actually. It's, you know, why can't we have childlike wonder? Why can't we be chill, big kids? We've still got serious jobs and serious things going on. But actually, if we laugh about it and we actually feel, you just feel younger. I'm like 75. I know I don't look it. So I can't remember what the question was, though, because I completely went off on a tangent there. It was
children laughing.
Oh, can you take it home and do it on your, like, could you sit there and do it on your own?
Yes. Yeah. You can do. I've done it, yeah, quite a few times, where mainly watching videos, laughter yoga videos is how. So I've got out of a, you know, there was a proper time when I was, well, not in a good place, basically. And I used laughter yoga as a coping mechanism to get me out of that funky time, because actually, you know, and I remember just being in the sand dunes down in Devon and just sitting there watching these videos of just laughing along, and not because it was funny, but because I knew that actually laughter was good for me. Therefore, if I followed the process, I would lift myself out of the slump that I was in at the time.
Gosh, it takes quite a lot of self-awareness to do something like that, doesn't it? Because I think when you are in a period of depression, it feels like, when I've been through this, it feels like you're waiting for someone to come save you, and nobody can come save you, really. So to be able to save yourself or take steps towards your own mental health improvement is really challenging sometimes, isn't it? Have you had people that have perhaps been through periods of depression come to your courses? Is that something that you deal with?
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, more. So I interview on a podcast that I run for Laughter Yogis, basically. So part of my, I suppose, story is to go and speak to other Laughter Yogis and find out, why do you do Laughter Yoga? How did you discover it? And the amount of people or yogis that I've spoken to that have been on tablets, depressant tablets and stuff, they've not come off them completely, but once they found laughter, they realized actually there is this light at the end of the tunnel, and actually we can feel lighter is probably the best way of explaining it. Because actually when you do a full laughter session, you go through the controllable laughter, and then we have like this meditation at the end. So everybody just feels a lot calmer. And people have said to me afterwards how it's felt like a bit like a therapy session, because actually they released all of these energies out of their body.
What is your story then, Pete? What did get you into laughter yoga?
So I was at a festival called WOMAD, and I was walking through the Arboretum and I heard laughter and I thought it must be a comedian on stage. And as I walked around the corner, I was greeted by 100 people lying on the floor laughing. I was just like, right, I know I'm at a festival, but this is a bit weird, isn't it? But I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a go tomorrow. So I went the following day, and the lying down bit was the end. So you do all these laughing and breathing exercises and you lie down afterwards and literally just can't stop laughing. And once we'd done the meditation, I sort of sat up and just went, wow, felt high, if I'm honest. I remember going back and seeing Chloe, my wife, and she looked at me and went, what are you on? It's like half 12. And I'm like, this is laughter. Seriously, it's just laughter. And that sort of made me just go, wow, okay, I can feel like this. And so I actually run a business, a hospitality agency as well. So quite a stressful, high pressure job. And I just brought laughter into my life that way and thought, actually, this is a really good tool to have it to lighten up my days.
What I like about the idea of it is it seems quite accessible. So you don't have to try a pill or something, or although obviously depression is complicated and people should seek medical advice from doctors. And it sounds like if you're having a bit of a slump, it's a really good technique just to try out. You're utilizing breath work. And who doesn't like laughing?
I think it was the accessibility, wasn't it? The fact that it is accessible. And, we don't need tools. We don't need to pay any money to do this. It's there, it's on YouTube, it's on, there are laughter clubs across the world. There's loads in the UK and like your local area. If you type in laughter yoga, I can guarantee there's a club within a half an hour, 45 minute drive from you. It's not going to be regular like every week, but it'll be on a monthly basis. And it's one of these things. It's like I always say to people, don't try something at once. You've got to do it twice or three times to really get it.
Yeah.
Because the first time you're going to walk in and just go, right, this is really weird. This is really bizarre. I'm with a load of people I don't know. I'm laughing for no reason at all. And I feel good when you leave. But the second time you go and you actually start understanding it more. And then the third time is when I think you get addicted to it and you think, actually, I need more of this into my life, basically.
I think my mum would love this. Yeah. There's no question there. No, just thank you. Nice West Country man making her laugh. Yeah, that's what my mum needs.
And in terms of, so you use this in corporate settings, which I find quite interesting. So Elfie and myself sometimes work in corporate settings as well, and just some of the people that I meet being so serious, what's a really good way of getting them involved?
I think it's okay, whenever I do my presentation at the front end, it's always science based, definitely at the front, just to say, hey, this is what happens to your brain when you laugh. So this is why you should listen to me. And then also I will do a little bit of a story about my business as well. So they go, actually, this guy's got a business and it's quite a successful business. So But yeah, that first exercise really with the, you know, that I did with you with the breathing, it's like, that's just a nice gentle way in. But I don't do the hold it for 5 seconds and then laugh. I just do, so we tap, we do a hee 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 up here.
Oh, what does that do? You're tapping like your shoulder, your collarbone.
You're tapping your collarbone, so it's one of your EFT points. Okay, your tapping points. Some tapping. It's a tapping thing. Tapping.
Therapeutic thing, isn't it?
To release release energies, basically. So, but I always like to say that, you know, with the neck, it's quite a shallow laugh. So, you know, some people don't feel like laughing. So, and if you start with like quite a shallow hee hee hee, it's just hee 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 hee. But then if you go to the heart, which is like around the chest area, so that's more of a ha ha ha. So we're going to get blood pumping around the body. So that's more of a ha ha
ha. That's the thing about the listeners, just listening to us laughing. Hopefully it'll make other people laugh. I think I laugh when other people are laughing.
And then just, you know, so gently going into these different laughing exercises, and before you know it, you've got all these, you know, accountants, solicitors, who, you know, whatever, you know, I'm not obviously pigeonholing those, but I know what you mean. You got your technical and then you've got your more creatives on the other side, but you've got them all sort of waving their hands and just being children. Oh, and just really? It's just, yeah, it's amazing.
Well, we are, I mean, as you know, essentially we should be playing, shouldn't we? But we've just forgotten to do that. We forget to put that into our lives, I think, enough. So yeah, this is a great way of doing that, and with other people. And I suppose, did you notice, because of obviously lockdown, so you were doing things online, did you feel like that was helping people when they were isolated?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, so before lockdown, I was working 4 days in my main business and then one day sort of starting to push the laughter man. I was spending one day a week going out and starting to bring laughter to corporate people that, you know, I knew other business owners. And then when hospitality shut down in 2020, I sort of dived down deep into laughter yoga. I knew some other laughter yogis, so we set up 4 sessions a day on Zoom, opened it up to as many people as possible. And, you know, there was days where there was 20, 30 people that would come along and laugh, and they just got regular with it because they actually knew this was a point that they could come to and laugh. And then actually within about, I think it was probably about 4 or 5 weeks, I realized actually this is working online. We don't need to be in person to do this. That if you Google it, there are people all over Facebook doing laughter yoga. You know, you can join a laughter Zoom room at any point of the day across the world with anybody, really.
I'm curious, Pete, if you're doing sessions 4 times a day, like if I ate cheesecake all day or if I ran all day, I wouldn't want to do that in the evening. Are you a really difficult person to make laugh after like 4 sessions of this?
Well, first of all, more resistant. Yeah, so like, I was just thinking, if you ate 40 cheesecake all day, you would definitely have to run every day as well, wouldn't you? There's times where I've run. I mean, so when the 4 sessions, we split it between 4 leaders, basically. So I did 2. But to answer your question, yes, there are times where I've laughed out, basically, and I remember at Christmas, lockdown Christmas of 2020, I think I did 7 sessions in one day because I was just like, right, let's make some hay whilst the sun's shining, because it's ultimately people need it. And by the end of it, I walked out of the office here and looked at Chloe, my wife. I was like, I literally was spent. It's a cardio workout as well, you know. It's just like, doing 7 30-minute sessions. So but then the kids just come up to me and say something, and that just gets me giggling again. So.
Yeah. Does your stomach hurt? Do you feel sick? Do you get hiccups? Do you get like side effects from these sessions?
I mean, the only side effect, if I'm honest, is like, you know, naturally my face looks like it lifts. I definitely, underneath this one pack, I've definitely got, I'm ribbed underneath the keg, for sure. I can feel that. So the side effects, I think maybe a dry throat, a sore throat can happen, you know, when you're doing a lot of laughter, for sure. But, you know, no, there's not really any side effects. It's just you feel good. You feel good.
Yeah.
Life's good.
And what about then? So, like, does it improve cognitive functioning after a session? Like, do people feel sort of clearer minded? Do they feel, how long does it last, do you think?
So I would say it lasts up to 24 hours if you have a full belly laugh.
Yeah.
So again, if you're thinking, think about the last time you had a full belly laugh. I mean, you couldn't stop laughing. Now it might be alcohol fueled. Sometimes it is, but you know, take the alcohol bit out of it and you had a full belly laugh. How did you feel afterwards? Like for a couple of hours, 3 hours, you know, 4 hours, you probably felt a lot lighter. You felt a lot happier inside. So actually the way we work with laughter yoga, that's where we go, but it's all very, you know, constructed around getting to that uncontrollable laughter. So, you know, there's times where I've run laughter clubs in the evening and I've had people that have been possibly a little bit insomniacs, and I've said to them, they've said, oh, I think I'm going to sleep a bit better tonight, and then I'll touch base with them the next day, and they say they do, they just sleep really well, because actually you're letting go of all of this stuff out of your head and actually out of your body. So it's good, it's really good for you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And again, I can't get over that it is so accessible that I feel like people may as well at least try it and just see.
So you said at the start of our conversation that when you're doing this to corporates, you sort of start with the more sensible, scientific, sort of logical stuff that maybe the more sensible people can relate to.
The more grown up, you mean?
The more grown up people.
More skeptical, sort of.
That's the one.
So what is the science then? What's your pitch on the sciencey bit?
Okay, so when we laugh, I should say laugh, shouldn't I? Because I do sound very West Coast. Laugh. When we laugh.
No, it's fine. You do.
So when we laugh, we get a release of, I said already, about the dopamine, the oxytocin, the serotonin and the endorphin. So we get all of these positive chemicals rushing around our brain for a start. So it makes us feel good about ourselves. Second thing is it reduces stress and anxiety and overwhelm. So actually when you're laughing, and if you think about, again, when you've had that uncontrollable laughter, you're not worried about anything else because you're completely present at that moment in time. So it reduces all of those, you know, negativity. It also, it connects us. We've covered that little bit already, but it connects us at a deeper level. So it's really good for teams. It's really good for families. It's really good for friends to laugh together. It's also really good for our immune system because we're taking fresh oxygenated breath into our body. So like 20, 30% of our lung capacity is never used. So actually when you laugh, you breathe out more, I mentioned this already, you breathe out more carbon dioxide, so it obviously leaves more space. And if you think about when you've had that uncontrollable laughter, you're going like that to get the breath in, so you're filling your lungs up, which obviously is getting fresh oxygenated blood flying around the body. So it's just really good for you.
could we do a little exercise? Is that something that
you'd be able to do? Yeah, of course. So it's okay, so let me think about the best way of doing it. So, this exercise is quite a nice one, and it's quite road rage. Okay, we all get road rage. We all get that, and we're in a hurry. You're in a hurry. You're driving down the road. You hit a red light. Okay, now we can look at the red light, and we can get really sort of tense and angst about it, or we can just sit back. We can look at it. We can just get up. Point your finger out and we can wiggle it and we can just go. And then the green light comes and then we're feeling lighter already, aren't we? So it's that's quite a nice, simple one that I teach. There's another one which is called the giggle phone. So basically we've all got a phone in our pocket. Now we can put, this is what the giggle phone. So anyone that's listening, I've got I'm making a phone signal with my hand. You can put your phone to your ear at any point in the day and just start laughing. Okay. No one knows that there's no one on the phone. Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to put our phone to our ear And then we're just going to laugh like it's, yeah, like just like. Breathe in. Breathe out. I can see it. It's getting there. I can see it working.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel good.
That's a good idea, though, about laughing into your phone. Because part of it is that you feel silly, or you could feel silly just laughing at nothing, couldn't you? Because that's what you perceive people who are a bit unhinged might do. But actually, if you're laughing on your phone, that's just, you've just got nice friends.
Yes, you've got hilarious friends.
Unless it rings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're silent.
Back to being a sado.
But then you get the gift of people laughing at you. That's nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's a video out on YouTube, actually, of someone on a tube that's, and this is on my to-do list. He's just looking at a video. And he's just laughing at it. And he's a laughter yogi, so he knows the power of laughter. So he starts just laughing at this screen and the video. And then before long, everybody in the tube carriage are laughing along because his laughter has been going for that long that people, it just ripples out.
Radio Reverb. I was just going to say, fairly recently I experimented with having an evening just to cry because I thought that it would be therapeutic, because sometimes you just need to have a bit of a cry, and like for no particular reason, like nothing terrible's happening, but it just helps you regulate your emotions because you're holding on to a lot of stuff. And I wondered whether it's the same sort of thing with laughter. Like there's almost like an imbalance, and because we don't have enough laughter and because we're repressing a lot of emotion, that's why this is needed so much, Pete.
Yeah, I think it's cathartic, isn't it?
So yeah.
Laughter and crying are very similar in their emotions, really. So so there is actually a laughing exercise that is crying laughter, and you start crying, pretend to cry, and then you just start laughing from the crying. So so how did you feel after you had that whole evening crying then?
In terms of cries per minute, it's not great. Like there's like sort of peaks and troughs. I was struggling to sustain the tears at different points because I wasn't really sad enough.
But did you feel like a release? Like
I felt great. I felt like nobody could upset me for days afterwards. Like I did feel more resilient.
Yeah.
Definitely. I definitely felt more resilient. I think it's like tears are supposed to release actual hormones, aren't they?
Yeah.
The actual hormones that are built up in your body. I wonder if it's the same sort of thing with laughter, that it's almost, because you're releasing lots of different chemicals into your body.
Yeah, I would say I don't know, but there's definitely a blog in that, isn't there? There is definitely
And
I suppose with emotions, we are kind of in our society, it's kind of frowned upon, isn't it, to have any real emotions, or to, especially in the corporate world or certain places, or you know, it's kind of frowned upon to cry or be an emotional person or laugh too much or be too much, when actually sometimes we do really need to release these things. And so again, having these sort of circles of people and forums where we can do that, I think is really useful. And maybe, do you feel like people who are getting involved with this are spreading it out as well, just in their daily lives, and being less shame about doing these things?
There's a few people that come to my laughter club, for instance, that I know they use like the red light laughter. They just use that. Maybe they don't sit there and go but they'll just chuckle on the way to work. And they use the sort of the drive to, the commute to work as sort of their laughter time, because they're sat in their car on their own, I suppose. So it's, and the people do use it. They laugh every morning for 10 minutes on Clubhouse, the app Clubhouse.
I'm not familiar with that.
No, so it's like an audio app. So it was really big during lockdown because no one had anything else to do at the time. So it's, But so basically it's this app that you can just log into. You don't need to be, it's not visual. You can just sit and listen to people talking or whatever they're doing. And so I laugh every morning for 10 minutes, 8:15. And there are people from like different countries that just come onto like a stage. So you've got like the audience and then you've got a stage above it. So if you're on the stage, you can hear each other talking if you're not muted. So this morning there was like 15 of us laughing for 10 minutes about nothing. But just laughing for laughing's sake.
Oh, that sounds great. Yes. And just hearing other people laugh triggers you, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And then it's really funny because there's times where you know each other's laugh already, and then you get a newbie come in and they'll have this different laugh that will just set you off. So you know, there's this American lady, bless her, comes on, she's like, like that, and it's like, yes. And you can hear the whole energy just lift from her laughing. It's contagious. It's a contagious.
It is. Yeah. What about if someone? Because I don't really like some of my laughter. Like I have, you know, you have different laughs. I don't always like my laugh. I'm like, oh god, if I hear it, it's like, oh, it sounds so horrible. Like, do people say, oh, can you train me to laugh better?
I don't think to train your laugh. Well, first of all, I want to hear that laugh now. I think the listeners want to hear that laugh.
I don't know if I can just bring it in. I think it's accidental.
So like a snorting laugh?
No, it's not. I don't think it's a snort. It's just maybe really high-pitched and really, like, my voice. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't like it. So how do maybe ha ha? Maybe I should learn to be more ha 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 rather than
that. Maybe is it your authentic laugh? Do you think
maybe yes, which I don't like.
Well, can you own it? Own your authentic laugh. Yeah. You should own that. It's
okay.
It's, yeah. Exactly. Be confident with your laugh because actually, you know, your authentic laugh is yours. And you own that. So actually, and people are attracted to that authentic laugh, basically. That's just how it works. And, you know, there's people that that might have a grunt, the odd sort of laugh. And when they do that, they're like, oh, and it's just like, no, that's amazing. Because that's just like completely letting go to the moment. It's brilliant.
That's true. The little snorty, grunty ones that you get. We're from Brighton, so it's very hippy-dippy here, but a lot more accepting of alternative culture, and I guess Bristol's the same
is,
sort of
as well.
Energy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's. I mean, there's still obviously a lot of people that look and just think, like, including Mrs. Can, does sort of sometimes look at me and just go, what are you doing? But she also knows that I'm a lot happier. So actually, she might have a happy husband or a stressed-out husband. So
does your wife join in the sessions as well sometimes?
Very, 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 very occasionally she might get a laugh. Yeah, I think it's she's like very much I'm more into running, Pete. I prefer running to get my endorphin fix. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But then there's times where she might be feeling a little bit blue, a little bit sad, and a little bit anxious because she does get anxiety as well. And I say to her, I know something that's perfect for you right now. And she says, I'm not going to laugh. And then I give her a little hug, a big hug. And then I start chuckling. So then she starts laughing. So and then she feels better. So I'm just like,
That's good. I did a coaching course once. And one of the things that the coach said was, don't try and coach your family because they won't appreciate it. And I imagine there's a little bit of that, isn't there?
Definitely, definitely. And especially when we run a business together as well, we learned quite a long time ago that actually we've both got our departments, so to speak. And that's good because actually that's important. And it's important in relationships completely, isn't it? You don't try and push your own opinions on, well, even anyone, I think it's important, isn't it? Yeah. It's just, I think as you go through life, you just be you and people get attracted to you as you go along. And that's all good.
That's a really good attitude. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, initially you were kind of focusing on the people that maybe looked like they weren't enjoying it. And I think there's many times we do that. Or like we've both done a little bit of stand-up comedy, and there's that motif of you're always looking at the people who aren't laughing. Well, actually, you know, there are lots of people laughing, but you'll always remember those people that aren't. And you need to, it's good to kind of try not to think about that, but remember the positives.
It's hard though, isn't it? It is hard.
Yeah.
Mm. So or it's stand like, up. You've both done some stand up.
Mm.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah. Really scary, really rewarding, I'd say. There's it makes you just not worry about presentations at work or anything. Like the level of stress for other things just seems insignificant in comparison. So yeah. Do you get nervous when you do kind of corporate sessions when you have to present or?
So not online. There's been a couple of times where someone's gone, oh, there's 200 people. And I'm like, oh, really? Because then you suddenly just go, what does 200 people look like? But last year I did a corporate gig as an energizer from stage. And there was, I think it was about 1,200 people. And yes, I was a bit nervous. But I just started laughing off those because nervousness and excitement are the same.
Yeah.
So I started laughing the energy and then I went on and I did it and it was amazing. Now I went on another thing the other night, and I'm not allowed to tell you what show it is, but put it this way, I got buzzed off when I went on it. So I had three tiers of people in the London Palladium, and there was like not everyone was laughing, but most people were laughing. But there was just the one guy just stood there like that, looking at me, and that's the person that I remember about that whole experience.
Oh no!
That's what I wanted to know is can it help us gain some energy if we're a bit, you know, low of energy?
Definitely. It's so again when I first started practicing it on a daily basis, it was when I was working in an office or doing some sales calls. So what I would do is I would laugh in the morning for 10 minutes and then I knew that my energy level would be spiked up. Not saying like 0 to 100, but, you know, you'd be in a higher state. So therefore you could pick up the phone and make a sales call, or you could, you know, be in a better stand really with it. So I remember going on a sales visit and bouncing into the school and the receptionist just looking at me. I was like, I'm here to see the chef. And then just really high because I'd just been laughing. And then and then ended up winning this contract because the chef was just like, this guy's full of energy. He really passionate about his business. So yeah, you can give yourself some energy for, and it's 10 minutes. That's all you need to do is laugh for 10 minutes. Because after probably about 4 or 5 minutes, that's when the click will go, and then you'll genuinely start laughing, and then you'll be laughing the fact that you're laughing about the fact, and it's just this weird loop. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
I wonder if that would be good for dating as well, like if you're about to go on a date, does that help? You just laugh for 10 minutes
at your date. I mean, you'd have to explain what you were trying to do, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe that would be more fun. I don't know.
To be fair, I've been married for like 14 years, so I haven't had a date for a long time, but I would imagine you can laugh off the end. You could get your energy in a good space, definitely. Yeah. You know, if you're about to go on a date, then actually why wouldn't you want to just get yourself prepared, I suppose, mentally and physically energized, because you want to be the best version of yourself when you step through the door or whatever, don't you?
I love this idea because I find it really hard to meditate because I'd get distracted. Whereas this, I feel like I could actually do this because it's something I'm physically doing something. I enjoy, obviously everyone enjoys laughing. It's quite novel as well. I feel like I'm going to really try to put this into my everyday life and try it out. Actually,
there's definitely a laughter club in Brighton. There is.
I've seen it. Yeah,
that one. Go on. I dare you. Go. Do it. Next time it's on.
I need to come and see. You know, someone like you, like a professional. First of all, I think, and know how to, because it's a sustained laughter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, that's quite a lot of pressure, isn't it? Like, there's pressure when you're doing stand up to make people laugh, but how do you make people laugh in these sessions then? How do you do it?
It's literally a proven formula. It's crazy. It's like it's all about breathing. There's clapping, there's breathing, and there's laughing. And that's it. So literally we do a clapping exercise to warm up the acupressure points in our hands. And that obviously stimulates the rest of the body as well. And then, like I say, you just do this breathing and doing these laughing exercises. But actually when you're in person, once you get past that stage of actually, I just feel a bit awkward being here, because that's the whole eye contact thing as well. the laughter comes, and you just need to just keep putting another, right, so this exercise, we're going to do this exercise, then this exercise. And it's all, the way I like to run my exercises, like I said earlier, quite high octane. So it starts quite gentle, and then by the end of it, we're doing a lot of stretching and moving and getting the laughter muscles moving. And yeah, so it's how can you be stood in a room full of people laughing and not laugh? You just cannot. It just won't happen. So yeah, it's quite an easy thing, really.
The sure thing.
Do you find, you said about you did sessions in the States as well. Do you see like cultural differences or what differences, if any?
Yeah, so I would say there is definitely a cultural difference between even like the UK and Europe. So mainland Europe. So I did sessions with a medical company last week that had someone in Sweden, Denmark, all the way down to Portugal, and literally they were completely open to this. And maybe it's also their culture, because they were into their happiness in the workplace. So it was all about the culture and being happy, so they were open to it. But there's been times where the UK, where actually people are just sort of just, we're more reserved, we're more like we judge. I think we're judging and we're just looking at it from a different angle, just going, no, that's just a bit weird, or we don't want to step out of our comfort zone. It's also definitely a gender thing as well, because it's predominantly females that get it and will come to the sessions more than the men, because and this is something that I really want to keep driving down with the men, just to say, hey, you don't need to be sat here on your own and be sort of insular, like come and laugh with us, because
Radio Reverb.
I probed into its mysteries. Every clue told me a different story. Radio Reverb.
We both do a little bit of jiu-jitsu, and when we're doing jiu-jitsu together, we quite often will be laughing, won't we?
Yes, yeah.
Like if we mess something up or we bump heads or whatever, like we will laugh.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very compromising sort of situation, yeah, to be.
But the guys, when they're training together, I never hear them giggling.
No, they don't giggle. They're very serious.
It's very serious business.
We're serious then, but I feel like you can have, you know, all of the different emotions.
Yeah. Maybe it's more forgiving for women to be giggly and maybe laughing, whereas men feel more vulnerable when they're laughing. I don't know. You're the only man in the room, Pete. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, when you do laugh, you are, like I said earlier about this, the anxiety and stress, like you're there, you're completely present. And especially when you're uncontrollable laughter, you haven't got any control in your emotions at that point. And I think for men, not me personally, because hey, I'm the laughter man, I get it, you know, but a lot of men just don't want to let go of that proudness, possibly. I don't know. There's something in it for sure. I think, you know, but what's interesting as well, sort of, you go, and this has made me think a few times, is whenever I go surfing, it's mainly men just sat there on their own, just looking out and just being there at that time. Whereas, like I say, go to the yoga, it's predominantly female, because the females, I think, you prefer. But again, I'm not a female, so I don't know this, but you know, prefer to be in a dynamic where you're with other people, you chat, you're happy to chat about your problems. Whereas men, you know, we won't pick up a phone and say, hey, actually, this is really shit at the moment, and this is going, you know.
Social conditioning, yeah, I get the impression. And we actually interviewed one of the founders of Band of Brothers, and he was saying that was really about how they help rehabilitate young offenders and the men. And men have been conditioned not to really open up as much as women. It's a bit more natural. It depends. And also, obviously, there's a spectrum as well of different people. Although we all do laugh. And again, as you said earlier, like, you know, when you are with someone and they have a really good laugh, it connects you so much, and you want to be around them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good feeling.
Yeah. Just in the corporate setting, when there's new managers and they're trying to make connections, the best way of doing it is often going down the pub, isn't it? Probably because you're chatting and laughing, it's less formal. Do you think this kind of session would be useful for bonding teams together?
Yeah, I've done it a few times where, and it's what's quite interesting is when I've done sessions in person, and, you know, I don't know who the manager is, because it's a corporate away day, for instance. So But you can always tell who the manager is when things, not always tell, but there's times where like there's still that us and them sort of feel until their actually manager then releases that inhibition and then starts laughing genuinely, and then the team start laughing genuinely, and before they know it, the connection is working. And it's, you know, why not have a good laugh with somebody to connect with them and then get on with, you know, whatever needs to happen with work. So I think it's a great way of getting to know people.
There's some animals that scientists have discovered that some animals laugh as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't rats, really have rats laugh.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean they laugh? What do you mean?
They laugh. They have the ability to laugh.
Not like sort of.
I'm not a scientist, but I trust the scientists of. But I'm wondering what they're laughing about.
Oh my gosh, that would be such a niche comedy thing, wouldn't it?
I was actually speaking to someone who can talk to dogs, through however they, you know, they didn't, you know, whatever the word is. Yes, dog whisperer, I suppose. So, but she was saying how actually laughter, dogs can sense laughter from you as a human, your owner. So they can tell when you're feeling sad.
Yeah.
They can also tell when you're feeling happy and laughing. So I actually did a session just before this interview, and it was a Zoom session, and there was one lady there who had a dog, and literally within probably, I think we were laughing for about 2 minutes, and the dog was on her lap and just like that, just going, wow, what's going on? Just like just really engaged, because they, you know, they want to feel that energy. Aww, basically.
They feel it, yeah.
That's so lovely, isn't it? Maybe you could have like a bring a pet laughter yoga session. That's like ticking all the boxes, isn't it? I think
they are very in tune, aren't they, with their owners, pets.
I'm curious. I need to see a rat laughing now.
We'll try and YouTube it later. We'll try and figure out how the rats laugh.
Do they laugh at each other, I wonder, or just on their own?
I don't know, Elfie. No.
One rat with a microphone.
Yeah, stand up rats. Maybe they found some turtles or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I'll Google it. That's fine. Wow. So I wonder if it serves some sort of, I suppose it's like a bonding process, isn't it? Maybe that's what it is in the rat community.
And have you met anyone that can't laugh?
I mean, personally, I haven't, but I have heard stories of people that have lost their laugh, for sure.
Oh, no, lost their laugh.
Well, as in they, I suppose, not the ability to go ha, 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 but actually the inner ability to feel that they can laugh.
Yeah.
But so I've heard a story that, this person didn't laugh and through the session, but then they came back to another session, and then within sort of 3 months they were actually opened up and were laughing and engaged with everything. And it's but one of the exercises actually is called silent laughter, which is quite an interesting one. So when we do a laughter session, it's usually near the end, so everyone's got to that uncontrollable laughter, and then we do a silent laugh. So you remember when we were at school and you weren't supposed to laugh, so everyone's just like that, just trying to keep this laugh in, and then if someone makes a noise, you're allowed to look at them and just go shh, and then obviously that sets them off even more. So it's really quite interesting trying to do a silent laugh, because you're still sort of breathing quite strongly.
Do you tell people what you do when you meet? Of course you do. Of course you tell people what you do. But what do they think when you say what you do with the laughter man?
For a living, what's that? It's usually the first, what's that all about? A lot of people know what I do anyway, because they've been following my journey, I suppose, from where I used to be like a DJ, and then I'm like a chef manager, and then now I'm the laughter man. But a lot of people have sort of, especially friends who've known me for years and years, have just gone, you found your thing. This is you, which is amazing. So, but when I go out and meet people and they say, oh, what do you do? Like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a solicitor. Oh, I'm an accountant. I keep always going to solicitor and accountant. I don't know why I go to solicitor.
Well, we all need them, don't we?
Yeah. Well, exactly. We all need it. So what do you do? I'm a laughter yogi. So actually, last time I said this was the people whose house we were, and hopefully we're still going to buy, And she said to me, oh, like, what do you do? And I said, I'm a laughter yogi. And she said, I was like, what's that? And then I just explained what I did. And she's like, that's amazing. That's amazing. So like, when you move to Truro, mm-hmm. I would love to come along, and I would invite some of my friends and stuff. And just because I sort of explain what I do, but then I just sort of have a little laugh as well along the way. And then sort of, I suppose, people just get attracted to the energy, I suppose. And then, yeah. So it's not a bad job to have, really, is it?
It sounds amazing. I'd love it. Yeah. It sounds really good.
Oh, okay. Aww. Are you excited for your move down to Truro?
Yes, although our buyers pulled out yesterday, so it's not. So we're a bit stuck at the moment, but really excited. Our daughter's been accepted to the school that we wanted her to go to, so she's about to go into secondary school. So it's all
that's good. Yeah. So it's quite crucial timing then. Yeah.
Yeah, but we got till September, so.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Oh, does your daughter join in then? Does she do the laughing? Has she done it?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
Is it different for kids, do you think? Do you think they find it easier to do, or they're into it more, or maybe they laugh because they laugh so much, do they need it?
I think they do need it. I think especially now, sort of coming into SATs, my daughter's all good with the SATs at the moment. But I said to her, actually interestingly yesterday, I was like, do you think, you know, any of your friends stressed in the moment about, you know, exams? And she said, oh, there's a few people that are. And I was like, shall I do a TikTok? And she's just like, she's obviously with all her mates on TikTok. So I did this little laughter sketch on TikTok, and she shared it, and like, and it was just like, you know, because I think they might look at Nicola's dad's a bit funny, a bit weird what he's doing or whatever. But you know, I think she's still at that age, she's 11, so I think a couple more years time she might, but then she's been used to it for the last couple of years.
Is there anything else that you think we should know about laughter therapy, laughter yoga?
If you're listening to this and you're intrigued just a little bit, just go and Google it. Just look for the Laughter Man, hashtag the Laughter Man. I've got loads of stuff out there, videos, and just try it. Just try it, trust me. And just get over yourself as well, you know, because I know that you're listed in and you're going, no, this is all a bit weird. I don't know if I can laugh and over it. Or I don't feel like laughing because this has happened. You know, like I said, our house just fell through. My keyboard is just being spilt loads of tea. We've got COVID in our household. The kids got COVID at the moment. But hey, It's fine. Because other people, all of that would happen and it would just be like the end of the world and everything would just be like doom, gloom, boom, boom, boom. And then that energy would stay with them for like, could be weeks, months. But actually, hey, you know, I'm not laughing. We don't need to laugh because it's funny and silly and because we don't think it's serious. We're just laughing for our own mental well-being to make us feel better. And actually, if we're feeling better, we're feeling higher and more energized, then we can be, you know, better service for other people, basically, if we're our best selves.
Yeah.
And if there are people that perhaps can't make it to a physical session, that is can you recommend, or do you run any online sessions that people could join?
So I don't personally run Zoom sessions at the moment, apart from the corporate stuff that I do, but like literally if you go onto Facebook, Laughter Yoga UK, people are constantly putting their Zoom sessions on there. You'll find people, and you can go and laugh with people in the States. I know people that run every day, someone is running a laughter yoga session at some point in the world. So you can just dive into that one.
That's really good to know, because I'd heard of like laughter therapy a long time ago, and then I hadn't really heard anything else. So it's good to know that actually it has really come on, like there are loads of people doing it. And it sounds like a really good sort of respite, a different way of getting outside of your head, especially, you know, we've had lockdown, we've had a couple of years of just feeling isolated, and quite frankly, most people be feeling rubbish. You know, these techniques are so important. And like you said, like people just need to give it a go.
It's much easier to laugh for no reason than it is to go and run a marathon. Although I've done both, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, and I get it. Yeah, I get, you know, we've all got our thing. We like, you know, mindfulness, swimming, whatever. But actually, just think about the last time you were in a comedy setting. I went to see a stand-up. right? It might not have just been the jokes that made you laugh. It was just being in that auditorium with lots of people laughing at the same time. And then when you stepped out of that auditorium, how you felt, well, that you can do that without jokes and humour. You can.
Actually, you're so right. It's kind of, because I've seen stand-up outside, you know, in theatres and whatever. And I think if I'd watched it on my own, I probably wouldn't have laughed so much. But it is also that having that audience laughing and people around you laughing, and it is contagious.
I suppose that is the reason they have canned laughter in comedy shows, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that, because it's a prompt that you're supposed to laugh. And actually, you think, you're like, wait, there, am I supposed to laugh? And you're right, there's sometimes where you watch it and you're just like, actually, that isn't funny, but you're like, huh, huh, huh. But there's this, yeah, so, but then when they don't have canned laughter, then, yeah, I don't know, maybe also it's an encouragement. So actually, when you're listening to canned laughter, it makes you laugh out loud more, whereas actually when there's no laughter, you know, might feel a little bit more, you know, when we're watching telly and we're suddenly just going, ha, ha, ha.
Oh gosh, you know what my worst thing in the whole world is? Well, that's pretty big exaggeration, but I really, really hate when someone says to me, oh my god, you must watch this film, it's really funny, and then they put it on and they watch me while I'm watching it to watch if I laugh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, it's so horrible.
You're not going
and it just isn't funny, and I'm so conscious of them looking at me that I'm just unsure where I'm supposed to laugh.
But now you can just laugh. And then you will laugh, not like naturally.
I think next time
you have to stare at them and laugh.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Oh, yeah. It's just that thing about when you meditate, you just have to think of nothing. That's really hard if you're someone who thinks of a lot of things, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
but I think you have to sort of distract yourself with something else. And this seems much more active a form of meditation, as you said. Yeah.
Definitely. Amazing. It's been so much fun. I've enjoyed myself.
Thank you so much. I want to check out some of your, have you got sort of videos on YouTube or anything?
Yeah, so my YouTube channel is The Laughter Man, I think, on YouTube. But like I say, if you just Google The Laughter Man, then there's stuff
that comes up.
So, that'd be amazing.
Thank you so much. And I think we should try, actually. I think whilst I've got Elfie here at my house, I'll make her laugh.
But make sure when you're doing it, look at each other in the eyes. That's the magic.
That's the key.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering if there's a space in care homes or like hospitals. I wonder if people go and do that there. I imagine that might be good. Yeah,
they do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So there's I mean, it's obviously a different energy, obviously, in the care home. You've got to be more conscious of people that are sitting and stuff. But I was chatting to someone the other day that does once a month goes into a care home and does it, and she said that there's this one old girl that didn't laugh at first. Like I've got a nan in the care home, so I know that there's the odd person that just sits there like that, and that's their posture for the whole day. And but within like three sessions, she was just like up and on shoulder, and she was laughing. And then after the session, she was back again. But it's magical.
Oh, it sounds like really lovely therapeutic work you're doing. You're doing good in the world. You're not Shell, you're not BP. you're doing good in the world. I think that's like the best possible scenario, isn't it, really?
Definitely. Well, look, thank you so much for letting me come along and share the power of laughter with you guys.
Thank you so much.
It's been lovely having you.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Well, have a lovely evening, and I hope your COVID-y house is well soon.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. Right, one more thing.
Yes.
See you. I'll see you later.
Curious Talks with Leif and Elfie.
Radio Reverb. 97.2 FM. Radio Reverb.